What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Swipe Up, the 58th episode of the show where I share my favorite posts from Instagram. Let's get it started with a post from Raw Life. A dude who may or may not have worked at Burger King, definitely does not work at Burger King now, lighting up their super duper sized joint. I forget what, Supernatural maybe it's called. I wanted to try one of these in Denver, so I finally got one of these giant joints. Takes about a quarter ounce of weed to fill. There's a video on my website or on my YouTube, youtube.com/inspireddisorder. And you can see me filling up that cone. But it's kind of a fun thing. Takes forever to smoke. And it gets really saggy. It's like just droopy dog. It's a fun thing to do at least one in your life to say you just smoked one of those giant joints. And of course he goes to a guy in line to ask him if he wants to smoke it. Can't really hear anything in the video, so I don't have the audio. But you can hear his manager in the back saying you can't smoke that in here. They're also not the easiest to smoke out of. It's just like, as far as smoking experiences go, it's not the most ideal. It is very much more of a flex. But it's a fake flex because it's not. It's extra. Let's just say it's extra. But yeah, fun video. Moving on to Joe Rogan performing at the Fox Theater in Detroit. And it is just a gorgeous theater that he's showing. The architectural, all the just ornate detail in Detroit, man. But it is crazy that stand-up comedy is at such a place. Not that this is the first time a comedian's ever performed at the Fox Theater, but it is kind of crazy that this theater was built for kind of, you know, highbrow people that stick their nose up at shit, you know, plays and fucking just the theater is like a regal thing. So it's kind of crazy that these fucking degenerates that tell dick jokes get to perform in such beauty. Not that that's what Joe Rogan's material is, but you get the idea. But just beautiful, just a beautiful theater. All right, so moving on to, it is Halloween tomorrow, and I wanted to share some, I saw this post from Indian Wells Art Festival showing some pumpkin carving designs taken from just classic famous artworks. You know, from the screaming guy to the MC Usher bird pattern to some minimalism and just some great ideas for pumpkin carving coming from Indian Wells Art Festival. I haven't carved a pumpkin in a while, but the last time I did, I tried doing stuff like this, where you're not just always cutting directly through, all the way through the pumpkin skin. You're kind of carving out layers of the pumpkin skin to kind of give more of a gradient, give some different values to work with, but I don't know if I would ever, I'm not big on like copying people's work straightforward. I don't mind borrowing a style now and then, experimenting with style, but I don't know if I would do a straight up, like the pattern of the birds, I wouldn't mind doing, although I don't think it would work well for it, but my logo, Inspired Disorder logo, I think I've always kind of wanted to do some kind of similar pattern work. But just some crazy pumpkin carvings that you should check out. And if you have a cool one, send them to me. If you have any posts, really, that you'd want me to promote on the show or feature on this episode, of Swipe Up. Just, you know, you can tag me in shit, and maybe I'll do it. I don't know. Nobody's done it yet, but I might open it up for that. But yeah, go carve some. Go try and add some creativity and originality to your pumpkin carving this holiday season, this Halloween season. I know it's tomorrow, so you don't have a whole lot of time, but those things go bad anyway, so you can rush out. If you're watching this show Wednesday morning, the 30th of October, or listening to it, go out and buy a pumpkin and just step outside the box for a minute and try and do something epic on it. So moving on to another related to this Halloween season, more likely last weekend when all the Halloween parties were. But this post from All Things Comedy, Neil Brennan. Somewhere, a white person is planning a costume for tonight that's going to fuck up their whole future. It is true. It is Halloween is weirdly becoming, has the potential to become controversial with the ability for people to culturally appropriate and blackface and child brides, and like there's a lot of kind of like questionable things now that we're living in a more woke society, quote unquote woke society. Probably more and more problematic costumes will be coming to light. And now that we live in a time where you can be retroactively punished for something that was completely normal and okay with not that long ago is insane. Like, we live in kind of crazy times. But just a brilliant point from Neil Brennan. Go watch his special Three Mics or The Chappelle Show. And next up, Chase Leopard, the well-known meme artist. Is that a thing? Meme artist? Photoshopper to the comedians. Well-known in the Photoshop realm of the kind of Death Squad community, I suppose. I don't know. I don't really know if the label of Death Squad necessarily still applies to a lot of people that, you know, would have normally been or would have in the past been categorized in that kind of family of degenerates. But yeah, Chase Leopard putting out, he got some stickers, Sober October stickers, and then a Tekashi 6ix9ine with Chris D'Elia. And the Sober October is the Seinfeld cast, but with you know, Bert and Ari and Joe and Tom. But he got some stickers made of his work, and he's giving them away if you pay for shipping. So hit him up if you're looking to get some of his cool stickers. And check out his work in general. He's one of the good ones, one of the good Photoshoppers out there. And he puts out a lot of work. I enjoy it. So go support him. And finally, I put some architecture in last episode, and Dean Del Rey posted this picture of some house out in LA, some in the hills of LA. And it's just I love to live in a place, one that has like big glass doors that I want to be able to open up my space. I like having the doors and windows open. And this one, just like the bedroom is just completely opens up, and there's a lap pool, very narrow lap pool. But if you're going to swim laps, I mean, that's perfect size for swimming laps, and you could just chill in it also. And I would imagine to the left out of frame is a hot tub. But that is a place I would love to wake up, and I think that faces west, I would imagine. So you might be getting the sunset in your bedroom. That just, I mean, just being able to wake up and walk out of your bedroom into a pool, pretty sweet. So anyway, there's some little architectural love from Dean Del Rey. But that's it for this episode of Swipe Up. Like I said before, if you want me to feature a post of yours, please send it, DM it to me. I don't know, tag me in it. Do whatever you want. But I might start doing that if you have a post. You want me to promote something, or you just found a post that you enjoy that you would want to be featured on the show. But right now, let's do some shout-outs. Shout-out Raw Life 24/7. Shout-out Goofy underscore Big underscore Nigga, N-I-G-G-A-A. Shout-out Joe Rogan. Shout-out Fox Theater Detroit, Indian Wells Art Festival, Maniac Pumpkins. Shout out All Things Comedy, Neil Brennan, Chase Leopard, and shout out to you, sir, Dean Del Rey. That is this episode for the Swipe Up 58. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on IGTV, YouTube, and everywhere else podcasts are found. Go purchase my original artwork over at inspireddisorder.com and save 25% when you use coupon code RTS. Follow me on social media at Ray Taylor. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!